USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The day after Iran's attack on two Iraqi bases with U.S. personnel, there was relative quiet and plenty of assessment. President Trump spoke at the White House to calm people about the situation.
We must all work together toward making a deal with Iran that makes the world a safer and more peaceful place.
The administration says an early warning system and careful preparations led to no American lives being lost during the Iranian airstrike. Vice President Pence spoke with CBS.
We don't seek regime change in Iran, but we want to see the regime change its behavior. And so we'll continue to be prepared. We'll continue to confront Iran in the way that President Trump has done since early in this administration.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
On Capitol Hill, there is bipartisan criticism of the administration's briefings on the intelligence behind the U.S. airstrike on General Qasem Soleimani. Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah lashed out at Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, not just for the lack of good intel, but for telling lawmakers not to debate a war powers resolution that would limit the president's military power.
Telling us that we need to be good little boys and girls and run along and not debate this. I find that absolutely insane.
Senator Lee says as a result, he will now support that Democratic-sponsored resolution along with fellow GOP Senator Rand Paul. Officials say a missile is not why a Ukrainian passenger jet crashed in Tehran on Tuesday. All 176 people aboard the Boeing 737 were killed. Crews have found the black boxes, but Iran says it will not give Boeing access to them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
With the new year, many people are looking for new resolutions to eat healthy. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Well, one of those ways many folks are turning to is intermittent fasting, and it is a legitimate option. That's at least according to Dr. Mike Sirigliano, who joins Fox 35 in Orlando, Florida, to explain more about intermittent fasting.
So basically, what you do is you don't eat any calories, you don't have sugar, you don't have anything for at least 8 to 12 hours. And the reason for that is that your body uses up glucose in the liver and then it switches over to using fat. And that leads to better insulin levels, reduction in weight, and overall improvement in your health.
Private sector jobs were on the rise last month. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The ADP and Moody's Analytics private sector payroll report released on Wednesday morning shows companies adding 202,000 positions in December above analysts' expectations. Construction, the goods producing industry, and the services sector all did reflect increases in jobs, while positions in manufacturing, natural resources, and mining all declined. The government's jobs report is due out on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.